particulate. Speck material, null matter. Are they heroes defiling? Coal in a snuff box takes months. The bit rate of a clinker is so small. Neurons emanate heat. Gamble and Doss moil the rennet hub. Quoth Gamble, quoth Doss, hush. Having to get ugly with it. The inseam of coarse, virulent. Neurons and photons switch play. They climb. Heron theory placed them against permeable space. The catch-all would be a rallying cry for things. Hum for beak, whiplash for tongue. A swine particle is one. If it's all the same to you, I'm spring. I catar in glass, but skew as a heptane solid. Ion, there's an orphaning clause in atom that says neutrons, protons, electrons must haggle. To nucleus, arar, node, labrar, touch, abar, bashar, cum, dent. Veil, kloof, gap, offbeat, on the beat, between beats, however the Lord let it come out. This was Mahalia Jackson when pressed to explain how she sang. The cytokine signaling of interferons is calc. We are morphemes of intertext. Alluded to, culled from, or as if a byproduct of ectoplasm. Not an Aeneid, but an eyelid dance. Blink. A nictating variant. Its lacrimal lake puddling Blepharo's cusk per infrared caruncle. His eye is on a sparrow. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. This is Telic. Jennifer Holliday, October 30th, 1986. His eye is on the sparrow.
Feel discouraged, and why should the shadows fall? Why should my heart be lonely and lonely? For heaven and hell, when Jesus sees my portion. And I know he watches me. I sing
stood there, a prosody structure, an influx trivet for Xenon or Xenos, whichever one raises the dead and pertain to bliss. In defense of senses, a budding nomenclature owned in me, the ampere getting at feeling. I don't quite know where to begin. Her breathing apparatus was gauche, air typhooned in the body, every inch of it, a veins Orpheus agape, at odds with epithelium offering petunia from every pore, gland, and vessel. From the cornea to the reef, aliquot. The throat's passage was sod. The mouth impersonated flux, inhaled a tithe of chenille by its root. I rely too heavily on language. I am the surface by which her magnetic field passes through. I fissured. My oubliette alters the ineffable, how sound glossed over me. Aren't my tissues scolium, is what her voice did. I'm trying to say my cells weep. They're of a ring shout, praise breaking in me. The song opens with a declarative. Where to reflect? Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven, heaven and home? Her philology links us to the atavistic. She's given it form, defeatedness, melancholy, what it means to be alone and the longing, death's longing for home. How does her body hold on to itself? I'm trying to understand the limitations of speech when confronted with spirit dwelling. I mean to say history. It's enough to say this is what blackness is. This being the keepers of a locus, then want, then entelechy is load. You were not prepared for this. The sheer physics of it. She's resampling breath work one frame at a time. Breath laps. Her chest is a barrier to the formlessness of tone, a tuned limbus tone for the siphoning of air along the width of throat silk. Nearly audible, the body bends. As such, a trough is formed in the tongue bed. A rumbling in the throat and shoulders align. Her diaphragm is a constant O. Her lips contort. Sound filing the hairs on the back of my neck. What's called frisson building, or frisson used to describe more of the procedure elsewhere. Her tongue idles, swaddles, ripples, pulls, stiffens, flaunts its corporealness. A florid, thick sensory organ capable of mischief and ornating the emptying of space, lavishing on sound, fondling syllable or latent taste. Her tongue is capable of raveling if the body is abandoned. I'm here on land with you. Her mouth dematerializes as a hyphening of skin, ludic, breezy. She steadies her body, a juggernaut still harboring Krishna. how her body coaxes sound out of it, the way she draws out, I'm free. Her upper body cinched, the body interpolating, recursively bobbing a single chord. Is that what it means to be free? Untethered from itself, from B. It's as if the body has to improvise. I tried mimicking this in my own, the stomach's core nearly suffocating. She was cutting a figure, the verticality and logistics of timber, the hieroglyphics of the riff, black worship. Is fictive. It dictates being, instinct, feeling. The assembled respond to every ploy of language. She teases it out, reordering the very nature of things to reveal us to us. Language as is insufficient. The swallowing of words to exhort feeling, the guttural made ambulatory. A sophisticated imposing of revelry taken to its absolute edge. In her, black signification is not merely whirring the note. Lips curl, a head shakes. The cycling of hands is prefatory. I'm a network of crumbs lathing. Her banshee helix oneself. You, reader, have say in this too. You can address the scope of black performance, expressivity, personhood, thought, being, as both legible and inscrutable. Shell tapeditas are a red herring. In my estimation, death's knell is gruff and blustery, or fossilized since the circuitry snapped. In the melee, we gave our eye teeth. When she lifts her shoulders to make contact with her ears, neck, head. She does so in a semi-rotating dialing motion, bursts of air being pushed out, a bellows made tuyer, an eye spread out over the room circling back, then released infinitely. The effect is that of something mechanized, not robotic or animatronic, nor zoid. But a stenograph of melody replaying itself with such accuracy, this must be an object. Inside is a meter for telescoping sound and recumbent matter. It hums. She parcels. We bead. She held that note like it was me. Now will you teach me how to circulate breath? I quarreled with jute on how to grieve. I feel coerced into living, thankfully, by water or a tree. A bird honking tells me I'm not too far off. Children. I think of children storming. I flinched at the shadow's fall. The fern of heart as hurt is sweet. Please, don't let go of me. In the burr of your imaginary, I was kindling. A fugue distills the rise and fall of pitch, fugal me apportioned. A cellular cur, cerium ditched, where heaven is finial and home is a muffled crawl twist. The insertion shown a Sith unending, enduring with. It is the knowing, the kneeling, the arrangement of time, your refusal. In my solitude, I finagle timpani replenishing. This is a head trip. Heaven is here. Home is a long-stuck potion of myths. The bopet of tuff and tulle is home. If I said, biaxially oriented polyethylene terephthalate, I might lose you. Think of ash. Think of silk and their discarded film's thinness, heating properties, wearability, and ductile grip. For dwelling, cover, or at the very least unerring, marked, explicit. Home is not where the heart is. That is the space between sparks. For them, home very well could be death. Ours is a settlement thing, uninhabitable, yet generating. I might have said it already. She's doing the very real work of transposing the body. At each insinuation, recollecting, herding in the body. Her phrasing a kind of needlework to memory. The limbic system's asymmetry, the limbic signature, a jamming, full-blown ease. A deity is mentioned only once to signal her share. What would my body do without me? Oh. Deity also signals communing with other living things. My body would wax and wane beside me. A moan was perforated. The seas broke onto stained glass. The body plenum spun to woad and non sequitur being. This quango ligament is a ruse of similitude. Make me blithely limpet. Make me zephyr to your song. Out of a misshapen gauge of hadron, more heat. Onyx trembled at the thought of odalisk. I'm caught by the mechanics of psalm. Lung, tomb, glory. Lung, postern, lung, antiphon, shantung, lung. Then mutually, that of tone and light brimming, tone strung to the outer depths of what? Chord? One chord retracing xylem, my own, another steeped in yarrow, that's an interval. Each cadence vented radiance, and counterpoint to notes that schlub. The hum's inversion split me in two. I was modulating. Silence. What was silence? She filled space with bits of code, invent, version, resist. I, too, remember how dirge eventuated idiom on that ship. My spine held airfoil, welled to air. Air was tone deaf, the colloquial term for duress. Speak it. Duress, cathode, duress owed. She ascribed me deeper into foam. I unstitched oakum, my torrent. Outre the outer bank, 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 putting an awl to membrane. Subsonic dermis, not but of skin. She is the dura mater to my quaver, antidote. Make me triptych or freeze. Rather banding. She detected me as me, anther, a grumbling bairn on my knees. Black visuality dawned on me, congregating. I took it in stride. Let me talk that talk. Yours is a surfeit of Miles Davis's Nefertiti. At 6 minutes and 2 seconds in, make me that twinkling piano key with polymer hands striking, stroking my left ventricle systole to compound quintuple meter. 13, 13, 4/3, graft rhythm to love's trisio. We was only fucking with Bizet, playing switch brains and hide the heart. Love is a rebellious bird, you say. Ain't the guitar solo in Computer Blue, the heady drone of synthed out drank, drank in swimming pools echoing footsteps in the dark, karmic mama say, mama sa, mama kusa, cause Nisi's just got to be a Three Stacks prototype. Black equivalencies. Unafraid of the mud and muck of nothingness. Rancor. Abandon. There's a real gorgeousness, Jennifer, to what you do. Being heard, being felt, being seen. One moment your voice digs of sandpaper, nicking the skin. In another, unsparing. Aren't you Isolde? Me, Hippolyte. Hippolyta. Hippolytus, still waiting. Spasm, plexus. It's ideal complete. I hear it soar. I hear its cudgeling. Objects upend, they orient. When placed into the abyss, we dream. There are palliative marks where the call and response of joy is embodied. When Jennifer extends inflection, as she does with Sparrow, the first time we hear it, her mouth open like a tray, shifting rows of teeth, the tongue lies flat, then coiling, while the bird is made virtually illegible, but intact, with just enough care shown the 2 R's vacant with not quite full erasure, turned to y, ending in y or y, transfixed all the same, lonely and long beside themselves, constant, building as friend is strung lengthwise through a crescendoing ribcage, an eye made column watches, in the depths of solemnity or provenance. Happy trilling because daring. I, ing, sparrow, his, or punctuates it with this indication of language or history retreating with a huh or hey or ung spit from her bowel or soul's well. We laugh. It's involuntary. an outburst of bewilderment, elation. We stomp. Oh, how we perform. Jennifer, noting this, takes the emotional content, intent, riling of the song to the next level of being. Noting is feeling. The head roll and arm swinging. The pacing a few steps here or there. She's a clinician in the throes of the spirit being taken hold of. She's parsing out meaning. She signals to Edwin Hawkins with a tumbling hand motion, as if to say, repeat one more time. Again, brother, again. Or when you douse your left hand, the index finger pointing right, an arrow, the other fingers balled, saying, take that oblation, take that. The gestural becoming a transliteral act. Black spectatorship is this enviable flip. It is the ache in looking. So much of what happens is nonverbal, is perceivable, is perceived, but removed from our tendency to circumscribe or deflect by the very thing that got us here, language. Jennifer is a master at this, at binding. Something touches us deeply, heedless to say. We do more than vibrate. How did I become such a person? An image among images. Inviolate, retrievable. She's what it means to be a thinking, breathing thing. And we are things, replete with speech, with molecules that fret, trouble. We don't suffer from neglect. What's in this thing? What's after? Not death, but frenzy seizing. Thank you.